Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm confident going into this game that Aaron Rodgers is going to throw for 350 yards and three touchdowns. Coming up on Sunday against the Lions. Gary, what are you confident in this week? Okay.
Good. I'm confident that Aaron Jones will get 150 total yards.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's not – I mean, that is something, obviously. I mean, that could be 100 yards rushing, 50 receiving, whatever the case may be. I was pretty excited. Aaron Jones met with the media today, and he was asked about how does he feel about splitting all these carries. You know, he only had, I think, eight carries in the first half week one against the Vikings. That's all. And he said, yeah, I get it. I'm totally down with it. It kept me healthy all of last year. So, I mean, he's down with the game plan of, okay, fine. So Jamal Williams is going to play more than me. Okay. A.J. Dillon now is going to take even more maybe of Jamal Williams' touches and Aaron Jones' touches. And I think Aaron is still okay with it from that perspective. I just would warn Aaron Jones, if I was his agent, to be careful, like how you go about this. I mean, that definitely was the team answer from that perspective, but he's still trying to get paid. And the less carries you have, the more perfect you have to be when you touch the ball and be able to hit that one out of the ballpark or go get those big gains. The more carries you get, the more opportunities you have to stretch out the field with big runs to increase that yards per carry average. It's hard. You know, to get the ball 10 times and average 7 yards a carry when you only get 10 carries in a game.
How many carries did he get last week?
I think it was 14 or 15. Okay. Maybe it was more than that. Hold on, I'll have to look it up. It might have been closer to 17. I'll look. But he only had, I believe, 8 in the first half.
Well, let me just say this to say that to you. You're just such a worrywart all the time. You create so much stuff in your brain that you really don't have.
Welcome to my life. Yeah,
you just don't
imagine being inside my brain. What all I worry about on a day to day basis that I don't even tell you about. Yeah, imagine, just imagine
just
how crazy it
make
gets.
Up stuff, yeah. Man. You just make. I mean, you like stuff is like invisible. And you just like make it up, and then you try to make it come to life. It's just, oh my God,
real life too.
Let me just tell you this:
sports, just all in general. Yeah,
I know. This is you in general. Yes,
right.
You just make up stuff, dude.
It's true.
Just don't do that. Let me just tell you this, Steve. I remember, I know you always get mad at us, but I remember when I was at Wisconsin, and they moved me to fullback, right, from receiver. I never blocked anybody or sold that receiver. Now at fullback, I'm going to have to block, right? I'm like, I never block, and I got to do guys on these ISOs. But, Steve, you know what? They says, don't worry about it. We're going to create some package. We're going to do some stuff for you. So, Steve, you know what they did?
What do they do, Gary?
Every time I came into the game, I got the ball.
Well, didn't the defense know that at some point during the season?
They didn't know where I was going, though. They didn't know where. I mean, but every time I came in the game at fullback, they created some plays and passes for me. I got the ball, although I was at fullback.
Well, that was nice. Made it easier for you, obviously.
Well, yeah, but not even that.
Aaron Jones had, by the way, 16 carries.
Yeah, so that's what they do with Aaron Jones. So he'll still have a lot of weight on the game. When he's in the game, he's getting the ball. He is part of the offense of getting the ball. Now, sometimes audibles happen and stuff works, blah, blah, blah. But he's part of the game plan. A.J. Dillon, and I know you, and I know this is a topic that you want to talk about earlier today. Now we're getting into it right now out front. There are ways that you can work A.J. Dillon, Jamal Williams, and Aaron Jones.
Well, look
together.
Look at the splits.
I mean,
rushing.
Last year, you were all up in a tizzy about Aaron Jones playing time last year.
I just wanted 20 to 25 touches. That's all I was looking for. On a week-to-week basis, he had 20 this week. So that's fine. I have no problem with that if they continued that down that line. But
that's what they're aiming for. But some games it may be less. Their thing with Aaron Jones, and I think they want Aaron Jones for available at the end of the year.
And Aaron Jones wants to be available at the end of the year based on what he said today, obviously.
Yes. And he understands that. And if he's available at the end of the year, that means he'll have yards, and that means he's going to get paid. If he's not available, he's not getting paid.
Right.
Because that's the worst thing could ever happen to this kid, him getting hurt.
Yeah, I would
that
agree with you on that.
That would devalue him like never before.
But if you look at, for instance, Jamal Williams, he had 7 carries for 21 yards last week. He had 4 catches for 21 yards, so he had 11 touches in the game. A.J. Dillon had 2 carries for 14 yards, a 7-yard-a-yard average, obviously. Matt LaFleur talked earlier this week about he wants to get A.J. Dillon more involved this week. He has talked in the past about thinking it's going to be tough to deal with him as a defender in November, December when it's cold outside. Guys aren't going to want to hit this dude. I just look and say, okay, if you're going to do this, that's fine. But where are the carries going to come from at this point? Because, yeah, he can catch the ball out of the backfield, but you're not going to use him like you use Aaron Jones, I don't think, out of the backfield as far as throwing to him the ball all that much. In a game. So I would imagine, tell me if you think I'm wrong, that a majority of AJ's production within a Packer game going forward will probably be from handoffs.
Yeah, I would assume that, yes, that would be a great assumption.
Which then means that these carries are going to have to come from somewhere. And if you look at how this is divided up, they had 32 total rushes last week. 16 by Jones, 7 by Jamal Williams, 1 by Lazard, 3 by Irvin, 1 by Rodgers, and technically Boyle counts for 2 for him kneeling. But outside of that, so really it's 30. So from that perspective, I mean he's gonna take Jamal Williams carries. I think is how this whole thing is gonna play out more than likely. Because I don't know if you're not taking Jones carries, I don't know where he's gonna get the ball.
Here's all I can tell you, Steve. Here's all I can tell you.
Or they're gonna pass less and run more.
Well, here's all I can tell you from being a former player. It all works itself out. It just does. Your numbers are probably right, and that's what I got this number. This number says this, and he got this number. But it all works itself out. It just does. He'll get the same amount of carries that he has last year. He'll get the same amount of production that he had last year. God willing that he doesn't get hurt. He's the guy. He's the bell cow.
And I don't know whether or not they believe that. And that's the one thing we don't know. I don't really know how LaFleur views this running back situation. I really don't, because you saw him in Tennessee where he had the huge dude in Derrick Henry, and they pounded him and they pounded him and they pounded him. Now he gets another big dude in Dillon. But what he didn't have in Tennessee was an Aaron Jones to play off of Derrick Henry. He wasn't spoiled in that regard. I think if you look at the Packers' backfield, I mean, they're spoiled, Gary. It's got to be one of the best running back trios in football right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, so they're really spoiled. So now even if, let's say, Jamal Williams were to leave in the offseason as a free agent, which very well could happen, then it's Dillon and Aaron Jones, and to see how they use both of them, because you're still going to want to get Aaron Jones' rest even after you pay him to keep him healthy going forward, I would just think as we get towards the end of the season, you would see Dillon's carries probably start to go up the colder it gets. Do you disagree, Gary?
Yeah, I can't get in your world. You're killing me already at 2:00. I just can't. I'm not doing it, dude. I'm not going. I'm just telling you.
Oh, I love
it's
you.
Gonna work itself out. I am not doing this. I can't.
I'm just saying. All right, so back to what we were
I'm
doing.
I'm not doing
what
this.
Are you, I mean, confident
and
you, in?
And here's the thing. Here's the thing. We had this as a topic, and you got it in anyway.
Well, you started it.
You started it.
I didn't start it at all. You went there. That's fine. And
oh,
we can
no.
so
all I
talk
said
about
was
this as a topic
get 150
later.
Total yards, and off you went.
Yeah, because again, I said this before week one. I just don't know how this all splits up between these running backs on a week-to-week basis. Week one, Aaron Jones got his carries for sure. How will it look now in week two versus week three against the Saints when you get in that matchup? I think to me, that's the biggest question mark. How LaFleur finds his groove and how he uses these running backs and what the splits look like week in and week out. And you've talked about, Gary, that it's a different game plan seemingly every week with LaFleur last year.
Yeah.
And it very well could be the same way this year where, you know, depending on the opponent, depending on their strengths and weaknesses will depend on what your game plan is, which I love, big fan of. I wish McCarthy would have done more of that when he was here. So I like it from that perspective. So I don't know. I'm anxious to see how the rest of the season plays out at running back for certain. All right, so what are you confident in? Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan, or dial it up. 414-799-1250 coming up next. What are you concerned about as well? That is this next topic. What are you concerned about? But first, the one thing I'm never concerned about is how well I'm taken care of at the jewelry center when I go in there to buy a piece of jewelry for my significant other.
My good friend Dean Murray, 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield, Blue Mound Road, in a Tri-City National Bank building, the third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, go check him out today. That is Dean Murray. He's the owner. It's where you're going to get the most money for your old gold jewelry. It's where when you walk in that store and you're looking for that diamond ring for your girl, you're going to get the best possible price on a diamond ring that you have. And I've had plenty of people that have already gone into the jewelry center and bought that diamond ring, and they told Dean that they heard it for the jewelry center. They heard it from the guys from the Big Show, and they've got a significant discount. They've said, hey, Gary was talking about you. Leroy was talking about you. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer was talking about you, and Dean took care of these people, and he'll take care of you. But you got to go in. You got to tell Dean that you heard this on the Big Show to get that sizable discount. And ladies, listen, buy something for your man. He's got stuff in there for your guy, too. So don't get us left out in the cold there, guys. Go check him out. It's Dean Murray. He's the owner at the Jewelry Center.
They're going to challenge you, and they're going to play a lot of man coverage. And it's just what style of man coverage? Who are they going to double? You know, I've got a lot of respect for what he's been able to accomplish. And they play competitive football, man. We know that they're going to be physical. They're going to know what to do. And our guys got to really prepare well and then go out and win one-on-one matchups when they present themselves.
There is Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. Steve Sparky with you. Gary Ellerson, and this guy, the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist Leroy Butler, leaps into the studio a little bit earlier than expected. Good afternoon, Leroy.
What's going on, guys? I'm trying to put the I did two other Zoom calls with schools today. It's so fun. I'll tell you at 5 o'clock. They had a question about the Big Show.
Come on.
Please stay tuned for that. It's hilarious. The other thing I did, I talked to Pastor Willie Scott, because I'm speaking at our church on this Sunday at 5 o'clock. They had a lot of COVID-19, racing was hit hard, and they're going to give some awards out to some of the workers and community people who helped keep that thing going. And, you know, if you in the area, bring you a mask, bring you a nice chair, we'll be outside, social distancing. Again, with a mask on, your boy will be speaking for about 20 minutes. But, you know, Gary, I don't think it's hard for me to speak on a time limit because I talk so much. But I'm going to have my wife there as a key word we always come up with.
What's the key word?
Rapper, brownies. It used to be Sprite, but I've been trying not to drink Sprite. But Sierra's making me some brownies tonight because I was one of the few parents to get her a PS5. So she says she's going to make me
some. What's a PS5? Is that what I'm trying to get?
Yeah, we got one, and she's all excited.
How you get it?
So she's going to pre-ordered it.
Oh, you can do that?
Well, not anymore, but you could have. We talked about this on this show a month ago.
Oh. Hey, anyway.
Yeah, let's move on.
What are you confident, concerned?
Get on his nerves again, Steve.
What are you confident, concerned, and curious about for the Packers Steve, heading into the Lions game? We haven't heard from Leroy's confident
back.
Yet.
Go back, Steve. Go back. See if you get on your nerve. Go ahead.
No, Leroy just got
Steve.
Here. That conversation's done, Gary. We're moving on, moving forward.
Man, he almost gave me a heart attack. Man, y'all
It was an if, maybe?
He gave me the numbers. He gave me numbers behind it. played the whole nine. Let me just give you the let me just start from the beginning, because Steve's something else. So, you know, we do the pre-show meeting, right? We try to line up topics, what we want to talk about, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And we were going to do this topic about A.J. Dillon getting carries because Matt LaFleur had talked about it. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. So we were going to bring it back. We were going to do it. We were going to jump off that. Then that kind of got bumped because we wanted to do something with Rodgers at 4 o'clock. And so I can tell Steve was still kind of passionate about the A.J. Dillon thing, blah, blah, blah. I think he even yelled at Pluck like real loud. But Plucker! No, and then so really? We went with the and oh yeah, he was pretty passionate about this. He wanted to do, and then all of a sudden we get into this very topic and he had it all laid out. He had numbers, and it does. The thing about it, when he said it to you, it makes sense. But you just have to tell him sometimes football just don't work like that, Steve. And there's no way you cannot tell him that it doesn't work, because by the numbers, he's right. Totally. By the numbers. Steve, you want to lay it out for him?
No, you just said I was right. That's all I wanted. What are you confident, concerned, curious about for the Packers versus Lions? When the man says, you make sense, Barkey, that's good enough for me. Made my weekend. I'm good.
I'll go ahead and tell you.
Yeah, but he ain't just talking to you.
Here's what he's saying, Leroy. He is saying that A.J. Dillon is going to take carries away or playing time away from Aaron Jones. And he's not 100% sure that Matt LaFleur is all in as Aaron Jones being the guy.
He didn't say that.
Yeah, he did.
No, he did. I have to go to my radio.com app.
Rewind. Yeah, hit the rewind.
I don't believe he said that.
Hit the rewind, the radio.com app. You can go back and hear what I said.
You just saw what the Cleveland Browns did. They got two guys put up numbers. How can
Cleveland Browns is a good example.
Let's just move on.
No, that's a great example. Let's look at that box score since you wanted to bring it up.
Don't nobody care. Who took who carries?
Let's talk about it. They have two running backs, Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. 22 carries for Nick Chubb and one catch, so 23 total touches. Kareem Hunt, 10 carries and two catches for 12 total touches at the end of the day. The problem is... And it's not really a problem. Like I said before, the Packers are spoiled by what they have at running back right now. They probably got the best running back trio in the NFL, if not the best, one of the best running back trios in the NFL between these three guys. But the issue is going to be at some point here is somebody's going to lose out, because Jamal Williams had his carries and had his catches. Jamal Williams, I think, gets more playing time than Aaron Jones does as far as snap counts go on a week-to-week basis. He's in there more. Because they don't want to get Aaron Jones hurt. And Aaron Jones earlier today on his Zoom media call, when asked about that, said he gets it. Like, hey, look, I was healthy at the end of last year. I know what they're doing. I'm fine with it. So it's not like he's upset about it by any stretch of the imagination. But again, when you say, okay, well, Matt LaFleur says, well, we're going to increase A.J. Dillon's workload this week. Well, it's going to come from somewhere. I mean, I don't think they're going to throw the ball to him 6-7 times out of the backfield. So one would think a majority of what he gets will be carries, and the only spot that's coming from is either going to be Aaron Jones or Jamal Williams. I find it highly doubtful that he's going to take Aaron Jones' numbers. So you would think that that would possibly negate Jamal Williams from getting many touches once you get A.J. Dillon up to speed here in the next few weeks.
Yeah, I ain't going to touch that. Go ahead, reset the show, man.
He did all that, Gary, and he won't even talk about it. See, we could have just got to confidence.
You stuck, Steve. So ain't no use me wasting my good.
Right, because sometimes when you get in there, Steve, you get in there.
Yeah, I think it's fine too. I just wanted to move on. Yeah,
we can move on.
Thank you. Okay, good.
Was that rhetoric real?
Well, so now you know. Okay, so Leroy, let's go back to the first question. What are you confident about for the Packers versus Lions this week? Gary said Aaron Jones, 150 yards, was it, right, total?
Yeah.
And I said Aaron Rodgers, 350 and three touchdowns.
Oh, Devontae Adams going to break the record. Facts. But I got an auxiliary. Jair get another pick.
Stafford's capable of throwing interceptions now. We know that.
Well, he's on that list, and Gary will explain that list to you. I think that's one of the best things, Gary, you've ever come up with in the history of the NFL that I've never heard anybody ever talk about. quarterback who give you opportunities.
You can just tweet it out. Who's on your Cutler list? I mean, that's really what it is.
No, don't do that. No, Steve.
Who's on your Jay Cutler list?
No.
Yeah.
We're not disrespecting
anybody. He's the king of the hill when it comes to this.
Well, if he's on the list, that's up to Gary, but I don't want to create.
If. Charles Woodson said he's going to throw it to us. Well, we just got to catch it.
Woodson ain't here, though. It's Gary's list.
Yeah, Gary, is Jay Cutler on that list?
I ain't even messing with Jay.
Just checking. Yeah, okay, good.
I see he wasn't on it. I just don't want to talk about him because it's not even valid. We're talking about Stafford. Catch it. You're going to be minding your own business, too, Steve. You're going to be covering a guy and ain't even in the play, and you're going to look around and hit the ball.
Yep.
You got to catch it.
That's that guy. That's him. Yeah. No
but
question.
He also can put up 500 now. We've seen that.
Sure. Yeah. All right.
With
so Leroy says he's confident in Davante Adams breaking the single game record. And
that's
he's
15 catches.
Confident that Jaire Alexander is going to get another interception. Now let's find out what Gary Leroy and myself are concerned about.
Oh, boy.
About this Packer-Lions game.
First?
There can't be much. They're playing the Lions. We'll get Gary and Leroy's thoughts coming up next.
Please let me go first.
All right, you can go first. Leroy's first next on the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer. Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back. High school player of the year in Georgia. What was that, 1979, Gary?
Yeah, I heard, really don't know, Steve.
It's 78, 79? Something like that.
It's actually irrelevant.
So anyways, high school player of the year in Georgia. Well, I guess it doesn't matter what year it was. The fact that you were is good enough.
Yeah, it's just irrelevant.
I'm sitting here
watching. Alabama. I was watching Florida State and Clemson.
What year?
With Charlie Ward.
Oh, back when they were good.
Charlie Ward was the truth, boy.
Leroy.
Steve, he was Leroy. The truth.
I know, I watched him. He's a good basketball player, too.
Y'all had so much talent on the field, Roy. I don't know where all them kids went, man. I'm talking about stacked almost at every spot.
That's because they competed for national championships back then. Now they compete for bowl games.
When we compete for a bowl game?
Well, it's been a while.
You remember that time we was on the bowl game, Steve, on our radio, on our flat panel?
ABC Audio. Yep.
Yeah, and you said, y'all on bowl. I said, we ain't playing in no bowl game. And we made it, I guess you got to win like 6 games?
Yes.
I was shocked. But Charlie Ward used to be my associate pastor for FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I ran that thing, Steve, 5:30 in the morning on a Wednesday. We have 700 athletes from volleyball to track, and your boy, you just set that agenda. You know, I have Charlie Ward find me somewhere in the Bible I can start off. Now I start off with Genesis. But let's get back to when I was a FCA pastor, because I had humor, Steve. You really didn't even know you was in a
So you were funny back then?
Yeah, I'm funny now, man. Leave me alone, man. Nah. I bet you. Listen, I had people laughing because a lot of people say, well, you got to feed people. If you want them to come to Bible study, that's facts.
That's probably true. Fine.
And you got to get them in and out. So you can't be up there, you know, filibustering. You know, you got to get them in and out. We stayed for the hour. Charlie Ward was amazing, man. And he's a fantastic human being. Yeah, he was.
Speaking of the Bible, if you guys get a chance, I implore you to watch a new show on TV that the first episode was last night. It's on the E! Network. And it's called The Bradshaw Bunch. It's centered around Terry Bradshaw and his daughters.
I watched the trailer.
That is so funny. Like three or four times you just put your head in your hand. You're like, oh, my God, are they really having this on TV right now? Yeah. It is so, so funny. So definitely.
I'd rather watch them than keeping up with the Kardashians.
Agreed. 100%. Yes. And Terry Bradshaw next week, I think, is in like Daisy Dukes possibly. So it's not good.
Yeah, he's a funny
guy. Okay, so what are you curious about going for the Packers?
What were we worried about?
What are you concerned about going into the Packer-Lions game? Thank you, Leroy. And you're going first, so go ahead.
Yeah, Steve, since you and Gary are like the y'all do all set the agendas and things of that nature and plug, y'all do a wonderful job. Can I have two, please? I'm begging
two
you.
Two what?
Please. Two concerns.
Sure.
Because I like when Gary say auxiliary list. I love that. One of them give me heartburn The other one make me feel like I got a kidney stone. Okay, the first one is Adrian Peterson. He's had some games against the Packers, man. You said, me and Gary just looked at each other and said, wow, you know they're going to give him the ball. He's only been there 26 seconds, and he know they playbook good enough to just run over people and got 93 yards. That's my other concern. But the one that feel like a kidney stone, if anybody out there know about having kidney stone, you'll know that's a lot of pain, is Marvin Jones Jr. I don't care what happens, Steve. Sometimes people don't even know he's in the league. They don't even know, especially with Kenny Golladay out. And I know people are going to say, because I even picked up Cephas this week, just in case. Marvin Jones Jr., I remember a couple years ago, he put up 200 and some yards of receiving. That kid gets on my nerves. So I am very concerned about Adrian Peterson and Marvin Jones Jr.
So those are the two that you're concerned about at this point. Yeah. AP and Marvin Jones Jr. Those are the concerns for one.
You want some numbers? You want some numbers?
Sure, go ahead.
Keep Adrian Peterson under 75 yards.
Oh, that's Green and Gold best defense, if you want to wait on that for the next segment. That's Green and Gold best defense.
Well, I got something else for that.
Okay, go ahead then.
I got something else for that. Yeah, keep him under 75, but thank you for reminding me. I appreciate it. Keep him under 75, Steve. And Marvin Jones Jr., keep him under 130.
Okay.
I got something up for best defense because you know I'm a defensive specialist.
Yep, that is coming up next. The defensive specialist will give us his Green and Gold best defense for Packers Lions. Gary, what are you most concerned about heading into this Packers Lions game?
Are you concerned about your fans in Detroit not liking you because you're a Packer? You cover the Packers, Gary? Is that your concern?
What I'm concerned about, Steve.
Oh, not me, just Steve. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're talking crazy.
Get him, Matty. Bite him.
Well, yeah, Matty's not here today. It's just Jules.
Just the
Jules
baby?
Just the baby.
Yeah, she ain't going to bite nobody.
Well, no, and I already did this. I had them over here both. At the same time once, and it just didn't go well on the radio.
They get along fine.
Well, no, they go to fighting and carrying on. Like, you know,
oh,
wrestling,
yeah, that's that one
wrestling,
day.
Tussling, wrestling. Okay. They do all that kind of stuff now. And I don't want to upset Steve because it get to be too much noise in the background and stuff. And I'm just, you know, I feel grateful that these folks allow me to work out of the house. I don't want to take advantage of all the dog noise in the background. So I'm trying to be as extra careful as possible.
Now, that don't bother nobody. People know we at
home. I may have to go outside and sit in the garage if it get too loud, but that's a whole nother subject.
You sound good. Stay right where you at.
Because this dog, the little one, the man, she'll bark all on her own anyway. I don't need Maddie trying to help her.
That's what she's supposed to do.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you're concerned about that, then we're good. But so the game should go along good. That's nothing.
Here's what I'm concerned about this game. Yeah, here's what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about Matthew Stafford. I mean, I really am going off because this guy can get hot. He can get hot. And no, like I say, he's going to give you three opportunities to get a pick. But if you don't get those three opportunities, this joke can come put up 400 yards on you. He put up 400 yards on you easily. And Leroy talks about it. Talk about it all the time. You know, he's got enough weapons, I think, to make it happen. And so, to me, I'm concerned about Matthew Stafford coming in here, getting hot, and putting up 400 on these boys.
That's a shootout.
Okay.
Are
we writing this down, Steve, or what?
No, I'm not writing it down, Gary. No.
Well, how are we going to remember this? Because you know I ain't going to remember it.
Well, we don't do concern, and we don't write that down. I didn't think we did.
Don't we write something down, don't we?
For Green best defense.
Yeah.
We write that down.
Oh, correct. So we don't come back to
that? Well, we do at Great Lakes Dragway pick a lane. Yeah.
Pick a lane, then the fans
No. We don't carry it over to Monday. No.
Yeah, I'm talking about like the Monday.
No, man.
I'll write it down.
Green and Gold best defense we do on Monday. Big Show Knows Fantasy we do on Monday. MVP prediction we do on Monday. But we don't do this on Monday.
Oh, yeah, Steve, this all good stuff. This confidence, curious, and concern. This all good stuff, man. We can't be wasting this, man. This is all good prediction.
It's not
we
wasted.
We gotta be bringing this back, huh?
It's not hit the hump, but it's not wasted. We're telling what we're what you're concerned about, and then we get our callers to chime in. But we do Green and Gold best defense, which I'm gonna do again. It's something else that I think they gotta do to win the game. Okay. And you can say again if you want hold Matthew Stafford under 400. which I hope they can do that.
You would
they better.
I know, so, right?
If they
that means
don't,
that
they
means
lose
there's
it,
a
Steve.
Preston Smith day if that happens. It's his time to get a sack.
They're losing.
Yeah, let's hope.
Steve, what you concerned about?
Let's
Steve.
Hope that this is all.
Are you concerned about Dylan not getting the ball in the red zone?
No, because I just don't expect that to happen. I'll give that to midseason
Steve,
before we get to
that
point.
The man just got here with no preseason. You want to throw him out there and get exposed so y'all can say he's a bust? Let him bring him along slow. Your red zone running back is Aaron Jones. He scored 115 of them.
I just don't think it's going to happen by the end of the year, but we'll see. We'll see if he ends up being
that
guy.
I'll get it done for you. We'll see
if it ends up being that way. I am concerned about the defensive line without Kenny Clark.
Okay,
that is my concern at this point because I'm not expecting any pressure from those guys, obviously, for certain. But if they can just do their job and take up a couple of blockers to help out the middle linebackers, that would be more than enough for me. Like, I'm not expecting anybody to get a sack in the game. I'm not expecting anybody to have tackles for losses.
So lower the bar. Lower the bar.
Yeah, just hold the point of attack so these linebackers can try and make tackles against running backs as they're coming through the hole. That's really the biggest thing. If they struggle to do that and they get pushed backwards into the linebackers, that's going to be a problem. And that's something that they cannot have happen in this game because, look, I mean, we all know what they want to do. They don't want this Packer offense running time of possession like they did last week against the Vikings. They want to run time of – they want to own time of possession, which means you're going to try and pound that football and run that football and keep that Packer offense off the field. And they've got two backs that are more than capable of controlling the clock if that offensive line can block. On top of it, they got backup offensive linemen on the right side, I believe, who had a step up in play similar to what the Packers had. So, again, I just, for me, that's really the whole game. If they can hold up at the point of attack and let the linebackers do what they're supposed to, Packers should run away and hide in this game. If they're not able to do that and these running backs get to having a field day, then it's going to be anybody's ball game probably when we get down to late in the fourth quarter. What are you confident, concerned, and curious about for the Packers-Lions game? We'll hold on to curious until we get back here at 5 o'clock with Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane. This segment sponsored by Tally's Tap and Eatery, serving up their famous Friday fish fry all day, plus special prices on domestic and craft pitchers. Tally's Tap and Eatery, Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Up next, Green and Gold Best Defense here on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on a Football Friday, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Sparky here, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. Yes, Gary?
Is there some games postponed in the SEC?
No idea, Gary. If you see something, just tell us.
No, I thought I did, and it went so fast, I just looked up. I don't know.
I do not know.
Maybe it is.
I do not know.
I don't know.
Well, they play tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I would assume they play tomorrow.
Yeah, it went so fast. I thought so, but I may not have seen it. Are there any games postponed? Has there been any games in college football been postponed?
Yeah. There's been like five or six. I don't know off the top of my head, but there's been like five or six games postponed to later dates. I just saw one team postponed because they were short of players at one position, so they had to postpone it, I think. Other side of the glass, Dan Plucker, our executive producer.
Yeah, so Gary, what you saw was the SEC establishing football game cancellation and rescheduling policies. So it wasn't that any games were canceled. It was just the policies that were established.
So they can reschedule their games.
Correct. So it says the SEC has established a minimum threshold of at least 53 scholarship players. So you have to have 53 eligible players on scholarship to actually play a game. That are healthy.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. But I didn't know that there were schools that already had canceled because of the COVID stuff. So that was news to me. That's real.
Okay, so time now for the Green and Gold Best Defense, brought to you by Windows Select. Right now, buy one, get one free, plus no payments for a year. Call Windows Select today, 262-703-3500. Now, these are the ones that Dan Plucker will write down, and we will go back and look at on Monday and see how we did. Leroy, would you like to go first since you...
Thank you, Steve.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yeah, I would like to keep T.J. Hockenson out of the end zone. I'm saying you got to hold him to five catches. for 60 yards, no touchdown, none, zero. He got to stay out of the end zone. That's their first round pick, tight end from Iowa. And didn't that Noah Font kid come from there too?
Iowa too. Yep.
That kid's amazing in Denver, man. He's gonna be a player, boy. I would love him. But but T.J. Hockenson, they want to feature him. And over the years, the Green Bay Packers, back when, a few years back, tight ends would always just eat them alive for whatever reason. And then all of a sudden, they put Michael Hyde on them and it just kind of quieted a little bit. So I just don't want that because he's their go-to guy in the red zone. They really want to get him the ball. So so hold T.J. Hockenson, 5 catches, 60 yards.
T.J. Hockenson, 5 catches, 60 yards. No Leroy's green
no
and gold best defense.
I mean, no touchdowns.
No touchdowns from Hockenson. Okay, yeah. That's good. Yeah. I like that. So that is Leroy's green and gold best defense, and we'll go back and look at this on Monday and see if he was right or not. Now Gary Ellerson's turn.
They need to hold, once again, Matthew Stafford, Steve.
How many yards?
Under 300, you know, if they want to get a win.
Ooh, that's a shutout. If that's the case. Because you know Daryl Bevel going to put that thing up 50 times.
Well, yeah, well.
He may not want to, but if they're behind 20, and you keep him under 300.
Now, the worst thing to that, Steve, if they do hold him under 300 and they win, then that means Adrian Peterson and them boys, all them boys got 100 yards.
Oh, if the Lions win and they are under a 300, right?
Yeah,
that's probably true.
That's probably true.
Yeah, so, okay, so under 300 yards for Matt Stafford.
Yeah, under 300
for Gary Ellerson. Let's go to Dan Plucker now, our executive.
Oh, Plucker ain't on this?
Yeah, he does it every week,
too.
Executive producer, other side of the glass. Are you wearing Lions stuff today? What are you wearing today?
I am proudly wearing a Lions sweatshirt and predicting that they're going to lose big on Sunday.
Yeah, it's okay.
All right,
come on, Plucker, you can't do that, Plucker. I'm going to call my Lions people, man. You ain't right, Pluck.
There's only like two of them.
How much are you actually giving them a chance to win this game?
I talked to all my Lions people today. They think it's an upset coming today.
Both of them?
Coming on Sunday. Yeah.
I'd like to get in touch with those Lions people.
Well, you need to call Mike Wickett and Josh Verner. That'd be two of them right there, Steve.
They was up 17 points in the fourth and gave it away.
Look at what happened in the Bears game, exactly. I mean, come on.
But they were also mostly healthy in that game until the third quarter, which is when that comeback began for the Bears. They had, like, 5 starters on the defense out for the third and fourth quarter. Yep. And that's part of the reason why the Bears made the comeback. And those guys are still out this week, minus Jamie Collins, who is playing. So
yeah, he threw a bad pick.
All right, so my defensive prediction for the Packers is 25 total tackles between Chris Bryant and Christian Kirksey. Because without Kenny Clark in there, I'm a little bit worried about stopping the run. I think Daryl Bevel is going to try to take advantage of that, especially early. Yeah. So I think that the two of those guys need to rack up the tackles in the interior and keep running backs out of the third level.
Okay.
25 tackles. That's a lot of tackles for two linebackers. I guess for me, when you talk about green and gold best defense, when I look at this, it comes down to rushing for me. I think you have to keep him under 150 yards total rushing between – just total rushing for the game. Let's put it there. Under 150 for the Lions rushing offense will be my green and gold best defense in this game. Because if it's me, knowing how much problems Detroit had last week with their wide receivers trying to get open and so forth, if it's me, I'm just coming in with the game plan of I'm walking everybody up and let's see your receivers beat our DBs. And let's see what happens. And if Marvin Jones becomes a problem, then I'll play safety over the top of him and take him away from you. Then let's see somebody else get open. That's my plan of attack coming in. Like, I'm not going to allow Adrian Peterson and their running backs to beat me. That's not going to happen. If you want to throw over the top and you think your guys can get open and beat my guys, fine, I'll take that chance. But you're not running the football against me. And I think you get stuck playing that way, Leroy, because you don't have Kenny Clark.
Yeah, that's true, especially a guy, too, that a veteran is Amendola. He's a bailout guy. When you get stuck and need a 3rd and 4, he just kind of sits in that little slot area. And they don't really have a shut down slot guy. They're doing that by committee. So, you know, if the Josh Jacksons of the world wants to play, you get a guy in there. You look at the books, this guy is slow and he's little, but he's always open.
And then on top of that, Kenny Galladay officially ruled out for Sunday as well.
He's out. Yeah. I'm glad he's out. That's a platinum receiver. You can deal with him another time because that kid's a real – I'm surprised he's still there. I thought they'd move him just to try to get draft picks. But he's out with that hamstring. And that's something Gary talked about too, a lot of these soft tissue hamstrings and groins. They're going to be hitting a lot of teams, you know, before it even gets cold. So with that being said, dump that ball going to Marvin Jones Jr., it's going to Amendola, and it's going to Hockenson. That's where that ball is going. Now, if you can shut them down, okay, I think you'll be in good shape.
All right, coming up next, we switch gears to the back-to-back MVP and also defensive player of the year,
Giannis. Wait a minute, LeBron didn't win it?
No, LeBron did not win it.
I thought you said that.
And it wasn't even close. We'll go over the vote totals coming up on the other side. Right. Okay. Coming up next, are Giannis's awards diminished because of the early exit from the playoffs for the Milwaukee Bucks? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Hey, Young Express needs to increase their independent contractor base, especially with local drivers. What does that mean? Well, they're looking for successful transporters of expedited freight. You pick stuff up at point A, drop stuff off at point B. You drive for a living. So if you like driving, like listening to the radio or whatever the case may be, and having the windows roll down and having the big show turned up on your radio or the fan, man, this is perfect for you. And maybe you don't like driving a ton of hours. You want to be on the road all day and all night. Well, no problem. Local drivers stay within 250 miles of Milwaukee. They do short runs. You don't have to worry about doing driving all night like an over-the-road guy. Local drivers get to sleep in their bed each and every night. 99% no-touch freight. That means the freight is loaded and unloaded with a forklift. Why Young Express? Because you should trust them. They've been in business for 29 years. Why would you go anywhere else to go start that new career, let's say? Well, they're looking for full-time independent contractors right now. John Young and his crew will take great care of you, and you will enjoy your time there. Join the Young Express team today. You can find them at youngexpress.com. That's J-U-N-G-Express.com. Young Express. Success. It drives them. Coming up next, we'll talk about Giannis and whether or not his awards that he's won, including the MVP today, have been diminished because of the Bucks' early exit from the playoffs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.